Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possessions. That's Psalm 2 and 8. God, my King and Lord, you have power over the earth and all its nations. I don't want to question your authority. I want to live and thrive under it. I want to rest firmly tonight, secure in your goodness. I don't want to work against your plans. I want to submit to them. While prideful people press against your power, I want to be humble enough to be transformed by it. I want to walk behind you meekly and follow wherever you go. As the day draws to a close and the night embraces me, give me peace and patience. Have patience with me, Lord, when pride consumes me. Be gentle with me, O my God, when my flesh takes command. Bring me back to you when I stray, and show me your glory and your ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under his watchful eyes.
Listen to the podcast, Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans.
Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you.
Mary looked at the angel, perplexed.
I am Gabriel, and I have come with good news. You, O favored one, are chosen.
Jesus was under for a moment, and when he emerged, the heavens opened up like a breaking dam. Light poured forth from the skies.
This is my beloved Son. It is in him I am pleased.
Caiaphas opened his arms and raised his voice.
You have heard it. What have you to say for yourself, Jesus? Tell the whole room that you have made claims to be the Son of Jehovah.
I am as you said.
Listen to Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's Sleep Psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 2. Before listening to God's word, it is important to relax your body, clear your mind, and settle your heart. Let's prepare to receive God's word by getting in a comfortable position and doing some breathing exercises. First, get comfortable by laying down flat on a bed or a couch, or by sitting straight up in your favorite chair. Relax your neck and shoulders. Rest your arms gently by your side and take a few deep breaths. Close your eyes and breathe in and out slowly. As you inhale, allow your chest to fully expand. Exhale slowly and release the stress in your muscles. Feel your joints soften and your feet relax. Take another deep breath and clear your mind. Focus your thoughts on God. Remember who He is the Sovereign One that works every day and night on your behalf. He is working tonight to relieve you of the stress you are carrying from today and to give you peaceful rest through the night. Breathe in and out slowly. Surrender to God and listen for His voice of truth to comfort you as you sleep. Tonight, you can find rest in knowing God is in complete control. No matter what's going on in our lives and the world around us, we can find peace in His sovereignty, and we can find hope in knowing those who place their trust in Him will be blessed. Psalm 2 from the King James Version says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, 'Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us.' He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, 'Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee thy heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and ye perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him." When the chaos of this world becomes too much to bear, take refuge in God, knowing He is sovereign over all the nations and the rulers, sovereign over every aspect of our lives. Nothing happens without His approval. Nothing falls from His grasp. Nothing surprises Him. He responds to everything that happens in this world, and He knows what to do in every situation. Let's focus on taking deep breaths to calm our minds and settle our hearts. Take a big, deep breath. Allow your chest to fully expand. When you exhale, release all your fears and worries concerning this world. Put your hope and trust in God. Breathe in and out. Feel His love and peace wash over you. Bask in His presence, knowing you are safe in His hands. Breathe in and out slowly. Close your eyes and focus on God and the freedom you have in Him. Praise Him for freeing you from the chains and shackles of this world, from saving you from the path of sin and destruction that so many follow. Find comfort in His sovereignty, knowing He is the King of Kings and His rule can never be overthrown. Breathe in and out slowly. Imagine His protection surrounding you, keeping you secure as you rest through the night. Think of a time when your circumstances or the circumstances in this world made you fearful and kept you from God. Confess where you have allowed fear to hinder your relationship with God. Lift your fears to Him so that He can put them to rest tonight. Take a deep breath and be filled with His grace. As you breathe out, let go of your guilt and shame. Surrender to God's love and find inner peace and rest. Praise Him for taking your fears and helping you find rest. Praise Him for your salvation and how He has changed your life. Praise Him for the good things He is doing in your life. Think of someone you know who is struggling with fear due to what's happening in this world. Pray God will help them put their trust in Him and break free from their fear to find rest tonight. Lay your requests before God. Cast all your cares and anxieties on Him. Allow His hope and peace to fill your heart and mind, and His comfort to help you experience a deep, restful sleep tonight. Pray God will reveal Himself to the leaders of the world, and pray they will seek Him and His wisdom as they rule over the nations. Pray God will help you submit to Him by putting your trust in Him and following His path of righteousness. Pray God will fill your heart with hope for the future. Pray God will help you find rest in knowing He is in control tonight. Breathe in and out slowly. Take refuge in God, knowing He is blessing you and protecting you. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, release any tension and stress that is lingering from today. Relax your neck and shoulders. Feel your body soften and your mind settle. As your body relaxes, allow God to refresh your soul and bring you peace to help you rest through the night. Thank you for joining us on Sleep Psalms. If this episode has blessed you, please leave us a review and let us know how this podcast has impacted your life. For inspiring stories, daily prayers, and wisdom to last a lifetime, download the Pray.com app. God bless.